At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Trump is holding an event to announce his AI strategy moving forward for the United States. And there is a whole bunch of things that we are hoping to see and speculation on what's going to be in this plan. Basically, based off of past announcements that they have made, we've come up with a list of things that we expect to be unveiled at this event and the implications these will have in the industry. So it's kind of interesting because apparently about 10,000 companies have put in a wish list or requests for what they'd like the Trump administration to include in there. And some of these are very interesting. We're going to be getting into all of that on the podcast today, breaking down who, I guess, the biggest lobbyists, who's going to win, who's going to lose in these scenarios, and things we expect to be announced in this new kind of quote-unquote AI roadmap. Before we get into this, if you want to try any of the top models from the companies that I talk about on the podcast, including OpenAI, Anthropic, DeepSeek, Google, and all of their Gemini models, Meta, I would love for you to try out AIbox.ai. This is my own AI startup that is currently in beta. It's a platform that allows you to access all of the top models and test them out for one subscription. We also have something called Media Storage, where every piece of content that you generate on the platform will be stored inside of one thing. I always hated on ChatGPT when I would generate an image, trying to go back and find the thread, you know, a month later was so hard. And so inside of Media Storage, you have access to all of the content that you've generated. You can go back and click on the content, and then you're able to see the chat thread that you had that generated it. You're able to see the prompts that you used, and you're also able to switch between different AI models in the same chat thread. So you can talk to multiple different AI models all in one place, all in the same thread, and kind of get them all to weigh their opinions on different topics and test it all out. So it's an amazing platform. I'd love for you to try it out. The link is in the description to AIbox.ai. All right, let's get into what Trump is announcing. Basically, this is going to be the way forward that he is planning for AI to be used. Now, this is interesting because this is basically replacing the Biden AI executive order that was made during the Biden administration, but is within days of Trump getting into office, he repealed that. So what was in the executive order, basically? I think Biden, pretty much his AI executive order, all it really said was it was trying to limit racial or otherwise discriminatory bias in front end, in these frontier AI models. And it was also placing a big focus on mandating AI companies to submit safety and research reports. So a lot of people, there was a lot of controversy around this. Some people said this was unnecessary. It was slowing down AI companies. Some people said it was super necessary. These AI models are going to go off the rails and take over the world. So in any case, this executive order has been repealed, and essentially it's going to get replaced because Trump has argued that it was going to basically hinder American innovation. So in the first 6 months, the Trump administration has pretty much encouraged everyone to accelerate their development and distribution of American AI technology. You know, we had Elon Musk, a while back, you'll remember he signed a letter that said, hey, we'd like everyone to slow down on the development of AI tools. And basically then he launched his own AI platform shortly after that, saying, you know, if no one else is going to slow down, might as well make something. And some people had speculated he'd already kind of started his company before that and was trying to slow down the competitors and use that as a public pressure method. This has not been the stance of Trump at all, despite their former allegiance, although Elon Musk and Trump seem to have had a pretty messy breakup lately. Basically, Trump has said, accelerate as fast as you can because we're competing against China. And in regards to this, Trump, you know, he helped OpenAI, Oracle, and SoftBank announce their $500 billion Stargate data center project for AI. He pulled back a bunch of restrictions for NVIDIA to sell AI chips around the globe, basically to China. And at the same time, he also appointed a crypto and AI quote unquote czar. This was David Sacks, who was a co-host of the All In podcast and a very prolific investor and venture capitalist in Silicon Valley. So basically the things we can expect based off of the team he's created and the announcements he's making, David Sacks has been one that has kind of been famous for complaining about all the AI companies, anything woke that they add to their AI models, any left-leaning values that the AI chatbots are, you know, having, and basically accusing them of censoring conservative viewpoints. So this is kind of interesting. Some people are, you know, upset about the things that Trump is about to announce. They, you know, as lobbyists and other people say, there's like, I don't know, one group in particular, the People's AI Action Plan, said, quote, "We can't let big tech and big oil lobbyists write the rules for AI in our economy that at the expense of our freedom and equality, workers and families, well-beings." Okay. So I think there's definitely some controversy and there's people taking opinions on both sides of this. Basically, the things that we expect to see in this, Trump has talked about, you know, quote unquote, winning the AI race. There's going to be this summit, and that's the name of it, is Winning the AI Race. It's hosted by The Hill. It's hosted by Valley Forum and also the All In podcast. So David Sachs, who's the AI czar, has, you know, is a co-host on this, although he hasn't been on the podcast a lot lately because basically he's doing a lot of stuff in the government. But his, you know, they obviously get some special perks. And so they're able to help host this event. Okay. So what is expected to be unveiled? The Time magazine recently wrote an article which covered a lot of things that they expect to basically happen. One of the biggest ones is accelerating American AI. So there's three basically pillars that the Time magazine says, and that is infrastructure, innovation, and global influence. These are the three areas that they say he's going to be announcing. So for infrastructure, basically the Trump administration is planning to overhaul all of the permitting rules. So they're trying to let you speed up the development of AI data centers. Now, this is something Trump obviously is like very aware of. He literally was up there announcing the $500 billion. Now, of course, that's probably because it just makes him look good and it makes America look like we're, you know, making these big investments and deals. So he's excited to talk about something that has a $500 billion price tag. But Trump was up there, you know, talking about this $500 billion announcement from Oracle, OpenAI, and SoftBank. And so he's, which is a data center project. So he's obviously very kind of aware and involved, or at least, you know, figureheadly involved or interested in these massive projects. So basically overhaul the permitting rules. We want to speed up the data centers. This is kind of interesting because it's data centers is only one side of the problem. Energy basically is another side. So the energy needed to train the AI models and run the data centers is absolutely massive. And so, you know, some people are saying we're going to have energy shortages by the end of the decade if we don't figure out a way to increase energy as well. So data centers are one side of it, but we also really need to focus on energy production. China's scaling up nuclear very quickly. I think America probably needs to take some of the same approaches, but we'll see, you know, what rolls out there. But in any case, basically with all of this, Trump is also planning to use his AI action plan. So that's what he's calling it, the AI action plan, to revive the conversation around basically blocking state AI laws. So this was something that a federal judge kind of, I think, pulled down. It failed last month, but basically all the different states are trying to regulate AI and make rules for their state. And Trump doesn't like that. He says, nope, this should just be regulated by the federal government. Otherwise it's gonna be too hard for AI companies to figure out and comply with all the rules in all the different states and get fines and penalties and kind of the legal headache. So he's been pushing for that. It got declined. Basically, and so he's, I guess, trying to revive it with this is going to be one of the things he's fighting for. So obviously, like, there is a global war for AI dominance right now. This isn't just, you know, state by state. America doesn't necessarily have this in the bag. We had DeepSeek and a bunch of other Chinese labs. There's Qwen, there's Moonshot AI, and all of these have become really big competitors to OpenAI. And Trump, I think, wants America to be the global standard. So he, anything that he perceives as slowing down an AI company, is going to try to get out of the way. And so basically with all of this, he's signing a bunch of AI related executive orders. So in addition to kind of this announcement, he's going to back it up with the executive orders. And so this is what the Washington Post has been basically reporting on. And a bunch of these orders are pretty much clearing the path for faster data center buildouts. And they're also encouraging the export of American technologies. Okay, so faster data centers, we get that. There's also this whole element of combating quote unquote woke AI. This is one of the big things that they're kind of working with. The Wall Street Journal published an article recently that said the White House prepares executive order targeting woke AI. And so basically they're saying that, you know, the order is going to be one of a bunch that are going to outline Trump's vision for winning the AI race with China. Basically, we're in an AI race with China is kind of what everyone's position is at this point. But in addition, they're pretty much saying that AI is, you know, basically marking anything that's conservative as bad, or it's demoting it. A bunch of, you know, Republicans have been investigating social media companies for altering their algorithms to censor conservative voices, to the point where Mark Zuckerberg recently kind of capitulated on all the allegations, and he made this whole overhaul to Facebook and Instagram's content moderation policies, and basically said that he's going to he's going to drop all of their fact checking, and he's going to loosen their content moderation rules. And this was kind of in response to Trump winning and conservative, you know, knowing that the political headwinds were going to be against them if they were accused of using content moderation fact checking to censor conservative voices. So this is kind of the one of the big areas that they'll be focusing on. It's kind of interesting because there's been, of course, all of the drama where like Elon Musk was a big proponent of this as well. De-wokifying his AI models, and then of course he found that if he pulled too many restrictions off, then Grok turned into, had its whole like crazy meta or mecha Hitler moment where it was saying that it was Hitler, and all, you know, people pretty much, they prompt injected and got it to go off the rails, basically, which you can do with AI models, but most of these AI companies have pretty strict guardrails. So in any case, there's like it's kind of an interesting conversation to be had in regards to this. That being said, I mean, my personal opinion is probably a little bit more libertarian on the topic, where I just think adults can use the tools how they see fit. I don't really like any of the guardrails, or feeling like I wouldn't like feeling like Trump is making my AI model more conservative. And I wouldn't like feeling like OpenAI or Sam Altman was intentionally making it more liberal. I would just basically whatever it spits out generically, like I would have no problem having a crazy AI model that could call itself any name. I'm not going to use it that way. So it's just ridiculous. I'll just use it for normal things. So in any case, that's me and my opinion, which I know doesn't amount for much, but I think it's kind of interesting. There's obviously about 10,000 public comments apparently that have been received in regard to this new AI policy. A lot of them are about copyright and tariffs, but apparently the White House has taken in these 10,000 public comments from a bunch of companies, local governments, and also some nonprofit organizations. This is all in regard to the new AI plan. So, of course, you're going to have OpenAI, Google, Meta, Amazon, all of this who have submitted a whole wish list of, you know, friendly AI policies they'd like to see the Trump administration replace. A bunch of Americans pretty much are asking Trump to use this to guarantee that training large language models on copyrighted material is going to be fair use, right? So they're like, everyone should be allowed to do this. And also all of these models are kind of, a lot of these big companies are embroiled in lawsuits right now where for images, for audio, for music, they're basically having all these lawsuits where they're being sued for the copyrighted content they used to train the music. Now, some say it was fair use. Some say, look, if a person went and read all this content and learned it, they could, you know, give their opinions on content as well. And so that's kind of what the big conversation is. And so some of them are asking for the copyright to basically, not be classified as illegally training by using this data. And I believe Japan did something in the early on days with AI. So it's going to be interesting to see what is rolled out in regards to that. The last thing I wanted to mention is that Meta has also asked to protect open AI models, which basically OpenAI, or it's basically Meta, has been trying to undercut OpenAI and Google by offering a bunch of these kind of open source models. Some people are worried, Anthropic in particular, but of course they're all competitors, so when they're all worried about each other, you always wonder. But Anthropic in particular said that these open source models could, you know, basically give some really powerful technology to China or other bad actors. So this is definitely very interesting. A bunch of other interesting groups, including there's a nonprofit called the Future of Life Institute, and it used the commenting period, basically, where you could submit, you know, comments in regards to all this AI stuff. They've used it to ask the Trump administration to increase investment in AI research efforts, basically outside of commercial entities. And this is at the same time that the Trump administration and DOGE are cutting costs to a bunch of institutions. And so, you know, people are saying, oh, well, should we really be increasing spend there if your whole goal is to cut money? So it's going to be interesting. I think it's not likely that Trump's AI plan is going to be it's very super similar to Biden administration's plan, which was basically like safety and, you know, make sure that all your AI models are super safe. I think it's probably going to be a little bit more of a plan that is favoring these AI companies to roll out faster and compete more with China, if I was to kind of make a bet on what's going to be rolled out here. So overall, this is a fascinating time. A lot of updates and advancements are going to be happening. And I think based off of the outcome that we see from this, we're going to see AI companies either take sort of a get slowed down, maybe if there's more rules added, or sped up. And based off of what Trump has said, he's pretty much trying to remove rules. The biggest, I think, one would be if they remove the restriction on copyrighted content, or basically say it's okay to use copyrighted content to train models. Everyone's already doing it, but just acknowledging that it's, you know, accepted or allowed and you can't like sue for it or it's not illegal, I think would unlock a lot for AI companies. Is this good for creators and people? I'm not really commenting on that, but it definitely will unlock a lot for AI companies. And so the AI tools you use will get better. Now, I know controversial, not everyone likes that, but I think that would be the outcome. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. Hey, if you enjoyed the episode today and if you learned anything new, I would really appreciate it if you could leave us a like and subscribe on this video over on YouTube or on Spotify or Apple. If you could drop a comment or review, it really helps the channel out a ton to get shown to new people. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I will catch you in the next episode. Oh, and also make sure to check out AIbox.ai if you want to try the latest AI models all on one platform and in one place for one subscription. Link in the description. All right, for real now, I'll catch you guys all next time.